everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen County Aries Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency 146.835. Stand by. Sorry about that, everybody. This is W2TTT. This is the Bergen County Amateur Emergency Service, or Aries Net. That's conducted weekly on frequency 146.835. The 2 meter repeater of the Venture Club, Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving Bergen and adjacent counties. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation about emergency operations, public service operations, and to ensure preparedness for such operations should be called upon to provide communications in an emergency. This is not a traffic net. There are plenty of other traffic nets. Though from time to time we might conduct a message transfer drill of some sort as part of our preparedness. Alright, stations, this call signs begin with the letter Kilo, please. Call K2. For me, W2TTT.
W2TTT. This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge.
Got you, Bob. Thank you very much. Any other Kilos?
Net control.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Kilo 3, Golf Delta X-ray, Frank, Clifton, New Jersey, Passaic County.
Gotcha, Frank. Any other Kilos?
K2, W2TTT. Here is K2EIR, Howie in Tarrytown, New York. Consider me a delegate from the Rockland County Racing.
Roger. Thank you, Howie. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilos? I'm sorry, oh man. You're just total noise. Is there a different station trying to check in at this time? All right, station who came in before with a Kilo. I'm sorry, but you were all noise. We're going to come back to you. Maybe you can make some adjustments. In the meantime, any whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha, Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo,
WA2ISC, I got you, very good, Bob, thank you. Any other whiskeys? Tom, I got you. Very good. Thank you very much. Any other whiskeys? Okay, let's go to Alpha stations. Any stations with Alpha? All right, any stations begin with November? And again, any stations with Kilo?
Kilo Delta 2, Mike Oscar Bravo. David here from Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Okay, Dave, I got you. KD2MOB. W2TTT, I got you from Fairlawn. Very good. We got you in there. Any other Kilos? Okay, any call sign, any type. Break off the check-in. Net control recognizes KD2BKD, K3GDX, K2EIR, KD2MOB, WA2ISE, W2NZ. Are there any other stations? Alrighty, well, very good. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for checking in. Tonight is going to be a pretty straightforward and simple net. Each station will be given an opportunity to provide a comment, a question related to emergency operations if they so desire. If not, we'll secure. So, in order, KD2BKD, your turn, W2TTT.
W2TTT, this is KD2BKD. No comments or questions. Well, okay, let's see. One comment. The other night we had a net from Morristown. I did receive the FL Digi after that. And there was also a DMR net after that. It would be good if they did the analog net, then the FL Digi, then the Northern New Jersey DMR net. The Northern New Jersey DMR net they were doing at the same time as the FL Digi, and it was too many things happening at the same time. But I was wondering if there was somebody out there that knew anything about that, the KD2BKD back to net.
No, but your point is that you'd want the section-wide FL DigiNet and DMR nets to be at least in different 30-minute time slots, is that correct?
Not necessarily in different time slots, but not, each one only lasted for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but it would be good if they finished the FL Digi before starting the next net, or the DMR net.
Yeah, point taken. I'll see if I can pass that on. Let's see. Who are the controls for those two nets?
The first one, I forget, that was out of Morristown. The FL Digi, I believe that was, who is it? The Passaic County? What is it? Ari? And then, the DigiNet, I believe it was somebody out of Washington. Probably, the Washington that was, more, west. The Washington in west, in the western New Jersey.
Understood. Okay. So the Passaic County net was probably run by Ali or WATUMP Jim for DMR. And the FL Digi net was probably run by our section emergency coordinator. That makes sense. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. That's a good suggestion. I'll pass that along to each one of them and see if we can somehow make them sequential and less crazy. Now, just for reference, I think the section net is only every 2 weeks or every month. It's every month. I missed it. I know that. I had another commitment. All righty. I'll take care of that. K3TDX, Frank, your comments.
I don't have any comments, and if my audio is staying loud enough, I may have done a good thing by widening the hole in front of the microphone. How's it going?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Sounds pretty good, Frank, actually. As I know, it's evening and you get quieter in the evening and feel pretty punchy, so it's a good start. Good job. This is on your ICOM radio.
Roger that.
Okay. Well, very good. It's all about making our operations more more coherent and improved. Alrighty. We'll break with you. K2EIR, Howie, your comments.
Thank you, Gordon. This is K2EIR. I'll just comment on personal progress here related to emergency operation. I had a non-hand guest at my shack many months ago, and I showed him, I actually made a contact with Florida on HF, and he could see my power supplies on the floor and all that. And I told him, you know, a variety of things about amateur radio, including what we do in emergencies, a little bit. And he said, well, how are you going to operate if the power goes out? And I said, well, I have batteries. And he didn't seem very convinced. but indeed, I have a number of batteries, and I also have solar panels, and I know you have plenty of both of those. But I recently, a while back, bought a battery tender brand lithium ferrous potassium battery. And I realized that my solar cells and my existing solar controller probably wouldn't be good for that. Let me let this reset. So I bought a inexpensive solar controller. And so I'm very slow to get to things. I still haven't tried it out. I need to make some Anderson power connector pigtails for that solar controller. Again, I already have a solar panel controller, but it's not good. It's good for lead acid batteries, not for lithium batteries. So that's what's going on here. Maybe something for other people to think about. Back to you with net control. As long as I have you, private message, if you go to Fairlawn tomorrow to hear Mike Lysenko, I might not make it. I'd appreciate if you could send me some summary or notes, or if someone takes a video, if you can point me to that. Thank you. W2TTT from K2EIR.
K2EIR, W2TTT. I'm going to be unable to attend that meeting. I have a conflict. Nancy's got a function to attend, and it's a couple of functions, so I'll be attending with her, and therefore miss her on Mike Lysenko's presentation, unfortunately. But Tom might be able to help with that summary at some level if the session is being recorded. Alrighty, it'll be subsequently posted. Alright, KD2MOB, Dave, over to you, KD2DDD. W2NZ, the aforementioned W2NZ, will you be recording the Mike Lysenko session at Fairlawn tomorrow night, W2TTT?
W2TTT, this is W2NZ. Absolutely. Howie, if I can find you on the
proxy forward on ARRL as per your call sign. I'll send you a link on that when it's ready. It will be in queue. There are a number of other presentations that I have yet to do. I'll probably get at least a piece of it out, probably a little after the first of the year. But as it stands now, unfortunately, I've got a queue that's quite large and many tasks at hand. So it will be available. I appreciate that you're asking and that I have the opportunity to actually present. Back to W2TTC, this is W2SS.
Okay, very good, Tom. Thank you very much. That's helpful. All right, KDTMOB, W2TTT, go.
Okay, W2TTT, this is KD2MOB. No additional information. I'm glad Tom's on the net and W2NZ, and he answered the question, so you'll be able to get the link for the recording of the guests at the Fairland Amateur Radio Club tomorrow night. And that's about it. Back to the net. This is KD2MOB.
All right, David, very good. Well, this is productive net. That transmission came through just fine. Let's see. Are there any other stations who did not comment earlier or need to make a second comment? Please call W2TTT. All right, I'm going to thank each one of you for your participation tonight. Look forward to next week's net. I wish everyone who's celebrating Hanukkah a beautiful, I think it's third night, if I recall. And those of us who are getting ready for Christmas and or New Year's, good luck in that in that preparation. And we'll see you next week. This is W2TTT securing the Bergen County Aries net. And returning to repeater to normal amateur radio use. This is W2TTT. Clear.
KD2OUA to KD2BKD.
KD2OUA, this is KD2BKD. How are you doing, Leo?
Good, good. How's it coming in? Sounds clear over there?
You're coming in just fine. You're coming in just fine. If you heard Dave, you're coming in just as good as Dave was in his last transmission, maybe a little bit better, but you're coming in just fine.
Well, it's throwing out the garbage. I think that thing in the house is going to get worse.
Oh, if you go into the house, it will get worse. Now, you got about 10 minutes, and then the TechNet starts. At least listen to it, maybe sign in, and you will be greeted by some new radio friends.
NJ2BS, repeat.
This is W2TTT. We'll start the check net in about a minute. W2TTT. All right, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. All right, nothing heard. That's the good news. This is K2BAR, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency 146.835. The 2-meter repeater of the Bergen, probably of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving Bergen County and other adjacent areas. this net is different than other nets, and that it's about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences that underlie our hobby, and of course, what we do with our hobby, and the opportunity also to exchange equipment through sale, swap, or wanted notifications. You're welcome to participate even if you do not have any of those in mind, and you do not need to be a member of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. You are welcome to participate just to liven up the community and contribute. So don't sandbag, check in, because that way we can direct the net to your interest and we know you're there. We check into this net a little differently than others. We use our call sign, our name, and we indicate that we have a question, comment, for sales, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things are, as I said, none of the above. We check in by call sign group, and we do it one call sign at a time, and we're acknowledged, and you're acknowledged before we go to the next call sign. So, please check in again with your call sign and your name and your intentions. Those are the three things we do need to have. Alrighty, so first, let's get started with whiskeys. Any station with a whiskey call sign, please call K2BAR.
WA2ISE, Bob and Thomas.
KWA2ISE, with a comment. Very good, Bob. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty. How about kilos?
W2TTT. Here is K2EIR. I have no comment, and my intention is, since I finish ironing a pair of slacks here, to leave the room and the rig. but I'll be here till then. Thank you. K2EIR.
Aren't you Mr. Fancy Pants? Okay. Any other kilos?
K2BAR. This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge, with a comment.
Okay, Bob, I got you with a comment, no problem. Any other kilos?
K2BAR, Kilo 3, Golf Delta X-ray. I'll just listen.
Good evening, Frank. Very good. Thank you. Any other kilos?
KD2OUA, Leo, just listening.
Good evening, Leo. Quick question,
where are you from?
This is Leo. I'm in Yonkers, Central Avenue.
Very good. Welcome to Amateur Radio, Leo. It's a beautiful thing. Alrighty. Any other kilos? Alright, Alpha Stations.
W2TTT. This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Ali from Wayne. No traffic and support internet. Good evening.
Good evening, Ali. And I hear your wife and I hear your son in the background. That's awesome. Alrighty, welcome, Ali. Any other alphas? Alrighty, how about Novembers? Alrighty. Let's go back to whiskeys. Any whiskeys?
W2TU, Chris, listening.
Good evening, Chris. Welcome aboard. Good hearing you. Any other whiskeys?
This is W2NZ. I'll be monitoring K2BAR. Over.
Gotcha, Tom. W2NZ. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any call sign? Alrighty, well, welcome aboard, everyone. Just a reminder that tomorrow night, the Fairlawn Club will be meeting, I believe, at the Senior Citizens Center. And they will be hosting our 8LRL director, Mr. Mike Lysenko, N2YBB. So keep that in mind. I think that starts at 7. And also, I think the next Barra meeting will be, the first Sunday in January, but not the first. It'll be the 8th. And that will be at the Township of Washington Senior Citizens Center, which is a room in the municipal building. And just be aware of that. Alrighty, so with no further ado, WA2ISC, Bob, your comment, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2ISC, I want to pass a comment about advertised services on Arden, specifically where it's just a camera looking at some random place around your house. I found that most of these sites around the Arden network require that you download a driver or Java or ActiveX or some such. But I got cameras that just use motion JPEG, which doesn't appear to require any of that at all. Over. So the idea being is that, I just soon not require people download stuff on the computer, just look at views of my backyard. So I just want to comment that. That even though motion JPEG probably eats more bandwidth, I don't want to have to force people to download something just to look at my backyard. WA2IC, over.
Sure, Bob. You had some other suggestions I think I saw in a posting about how to deal with glare. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Okay, yeah. I have the camera positioned just inside the window. At my house, basically, because I don't want to have to deal with that being out in the weather and all that. So basically, I got black paper and cut a hole for the lens and taped this black paper onto the camera, so it reduces reflections of the white body of this IP camera, so you don't see it reflecting in the glass. Also, I positioned a piece of black paper to basically shade off the sun on the glass itself to cut down on internal reflections that you sometimes see if your camera lens is pointing somewhere in the area of vicinity of the sun, but not directly at the sun. You get these kind of white round blotches here and there if you don't do that. Over.
Sure. I know in my house I have French doors, and if I aim a camera out the window or out the French doors, that works fine in the daytime, but when the light on the inside of the house is brighter than that of the outside, what happens is I get a reflection off the glass, and I take basically a picture of the front side of, even though my camera is pointed out the rear French door, I get a nice shot of the living room and dining room and front room reflected off the glass at night. So that's that can be rather amusing, to say the least. But pretty good. That's good to do. To basically black out the camera with a little paper. Tom, W2NZ, I'm wondering if you had anything you might want to add to that, because you have a bit of an eye for photography as well.
W2NZ, is that a motion capture? So if you were to string them all together, they would look like a very extended movie.
Yeah, it's usually a 30 frames per second video camera. Yep.
Okay, Roger. Steve, is the application, because I'm doing several things at once, is the application specifically for just monitoring, or is it part of a weather monitoring system? Because I know Steve outfitted with the capability to also put up a video monitoring device of whatever information is seen as monitoring if when somebody goes to your website. Back to K2VAR.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's not a, a part of a weather monitoring system. It's just, you know, whatever happens by the camera in the backyard. Bob's got one in his front yard aimed out onto the street on Oradell Avenue, too, as you can see the traffic go by. And he's got it discreetly positioned so that it doesn't interfere or intrude on his neighbors. It shows what's in the road, but nobody's, you know, home or anything like that. It's very nicely placed. Yeah, very nicely done. Bob, did you want to add any more to that?
Okay, K2BIR, WA2IC. I couldn't quite make out everything that he said, but basically seems that Motion JPEG is that Firefox can handle it without having to grab any extra drivers or plugins or any of these other things that if it was real MPEG that would require, like ActiveX or Java or one of those things. Oh, and Gordon, I saw that you drove past about 10 hours ago. You were your previous neighbor on my 2.4 gig node. Over.
Yep, I was going westbound past your house. Yes, I was, and that was a good thing. I was wondering if you were going to notice that. Very good. I actually, this week has been kind of an interesting week in mesh stuff, because Ali and I got our mesh chat nodes working, and so whichever one you check into, his or mine, it's reflected on the other using the chat hyphen NNJ tag. And we actually did a little file transfer test and a few other things. Right now we're using nodes that we're using mesh chat apps that are built into the nodes, but we're both planning to move them out onto separate Raspberry Pis so that we don't hog up the switch fabric with buffered files. But it's still very functional at this time, and we encourage people to use it. What's nice is that you can use the general chat channel, or you can create a specific one, and you can even have a chat conversation with somebody who's not there just by leaving the comment, and then they'll come and see it when they log in later and just go back and forth, leaving messages back and forth. It's very effective. Let's see, and you'll see that in my case, it's hanging off of my W2TTT home-M2RD node, and Ali's, it's Ali's node AL0Y, I forget what your suffix is, but it's only one AL0Y node on the network. Ali, what's your node name?
That's Alpha Lima 0 Yankee hyphen home hyphen M2.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, hyphen home hyphen M2, okay. Yeah, I knew the stomach question was similar to mine, but it was just a little different. But that's fine. That works fine. And our next thing is to get some mesh phones up. I have a phone that's in my complex that's just not plugged into it, and I've just been lazy about it because I took the switch out, so I gotta get busy and put the phone back in and advertise that. But we'll get to that in due time. Alrighty, Bob, did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. And also, AL0Y, the tunnel from ETU seems to be working fine. Over.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing, Ali brought up a tunnel server, so a couple of us have established connectivity to him through the wired internet, and that's working out famously to back up the links that Randy provides, that Mark provides, and that a few other people outside the area have provided back into this area, so that's really marvelous. Alrighty, anything else on mesh tonight from anybody?
AL0Y with a comment.
Go right ahead.
Alright, Gordon, speaking about the mesh phone, I actually right now have a trunk to Mark and 2MH, and he pretty much has trunks to almost every single network that I know of in America, and actually some other nodes in England, New Zealand, and some other countries. I can't remember all of them. For now at least, I'm not sure if you have a BBX or not, but for those who just want an extension in 97333 office, I can actually give them that extension. And they can get right away speaking to that whole network right away. Excellent, AL0Y.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I've been neglectful. I have a Astros All Stars switch that's running, and again, I just need to, you know, to find some trunks. You're not running All Star. You're running the lighter version of Asterisk, right?
Affirmative. I'm running 3BBX, and they actually have a specific version just for Rectify, which is very light. It works just fine. The only problem I had was actually on the phone, not the BBX itself. So it's working fine, it's routing fine, and it's going back and forth. So, it's very light, it works on Raspberry Pi 3 with no problem. So, I'm not sure I have a need for the old star, at least for now. Back to you.
Right, so the difference between running Asterisk, you know, free PBX and Asterisk All Star is that the talk path for All Star tends to be routed through the box itself, and that gives you a lot of other options, either to splice it for radio purposes, to splice it for conferencing, and a few other things. You certainly can set up a conference by request on the free PBX. You can certainly do that. But, you know, the default action in Asterisk is to run not just the control plane, but also the data plane, the bearer traffic through the switch fabric at all times, which is both good and bad for obvious reasons. Highly recommended one way or the other. Either is good. And again, I have to bring up mine. I have a BeagleBone Black that's been running for over a year that I just need to plug back into the network. I had absconded with one of the switches and needed to fix that. I need to fix that and put it back and get that working. What else is happening in the world of mesh this week? See, we've done mesh chat, we've done PBX trunks, we have your host server tunnels. I don't know, I can't think of anything else, but it's been a pretty lively week, to say the least. Anything else? Alrighty, I think we're going to move on. I'm just going to insert a comment here before I go to Bob, BKD. The other night, I took my Toughbook CF-30, and I had purchased a kit, what do they call it, a GPS kit. It was a factory GPS kit, and I upgraded my my Toughbook to have an inboard GPS, and so now I can geolocate things in my operation as I see fit. You also use it for accurate timing, etc. So hope to get access to things like FT8 and such, and start playing with it in a very accurate way in the not too distant future. KD2BKD, K2BAR, your ball.
K2BAR, this is KD2BKD. My comment is that I did my, on that 442 repeater, using the QYT mobile radio, I did put the PL tone on the receive side also. It works a little better, but, you know, I don't get all the noise all the time, except if somebody's keying up, but it also, I guess, thinks that that is the active repeater, so, yeah, and I also tried it with somebody else's Baofin, and it seems like, yeah, that problem, I guess, as you said, is in that chipset, and there's not much you can do if you want to monitor more than one channel, but if you want to just use that one channel, everything works A-okay. So just to say thanks for the update last week, and KD2BKD, back to net.
Well, you're most welcome, Bob. But yeah, you know, you can mitigate some of the problem by having just a better antenna. I do find that helps as well. So, you know, the stronger the signal you get over the air, the less you suffer from internal noise. It allows you to turn up the squelch too, if you so desire. Very good. Well, are there any other topics for that tonight? Please call K2BAR. Now, let me just point out another benefit of MARA membership is that if you go to Kit Night, which is on Tuesday nights typically, you can, and you work on a project, you know, at least part-time there, the club will pick up half the tab, up to reimbursing you up to $100 a year, which is pretty darn awesome. Considering your dues are a fraction of that, it's quite a deal. But in all fairness, you know, that's why we fundraise, and that's also why we have these opportunities, so that other people can see how things work and get involved. Among other things, I intend to run FL Digi on this particular laptop, and Power SDR for my Flex radios and the like. So it's going to be, and some other things too, but lots of opportunities to run this. Let's see, what else did I want to mention? I guess that's about it. Last call for any new topics, please call KDBAR. I do want to point out that between Christmas and New Year's, there will be no Kit Night. So the Tuesday after Christmas, which is Boxing Day, there'll be no Barra Kit Night. However, the Tuesday and Friday coffee sessions at the mall, the Paramus Park Mall and the food court, roughly around 8 o'clock in the morning, will still continue. And this one tomorrow, you're welcome to come by if you so desire. I might do that tomorrow. I've got some free time because of the way the holiday schedule works. So at this time, I'm going to secure the net and wish everyone a fine third night of Hanukkah. And for those you know, celebrating Hanukkah, I wish you the blessings of the holiday. And and understand the miracle of fortitude and the triumph of good over evil. And may the Lord's blessings be upon you and everyone else you know and love. As far as Christmas goes, the same sentiment goes. We will see you next week for the TechNet and also for the Bergen ArriesNet, which starts at 8:30. So we hope to hear you then as well. Anyway, on that happy note, this is K2BAR W2TTT. We're signing clear at 673. God bless.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.